Then Red Can Man, followed by Elite Street. Trekking still well back, but coming around heels. Here comes Elite Street. It's Elite Street on the outside. Going with him now is Rock Magic. Rock Magic and Elite Street into the clear. Rattling home Celebrity Queen. Elite Street, though. It's Elite Street home in the winter bottom from Celebrity Queen. Rock Magic or Trekking for third. Flirtini from Wellback charging to the line. Right behind them, Stage
Yes,
Man.
Yes, it was an upset win in the Group 1 winter bottom over in the West, but it was a very welcome local victory for Dan Morton, his family, and for Brad Rewilla, who has moved to the West and less than 2 weeks since his move. He is a Group 1 winning jockey once again over there with a brilliant ride on Elite Street. Great to have a chat to Dan Morton this morning. Dan, congratulations. What a big moment for the family.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Really was a special day.
Gee, you've done a big job with this this galloper. 5 months ago, it was a maiden, and now it's won a Group 1. Now, did you give him a realistic chance of winning on Saturday? Because it was a huge step up in class.
Yeah, we actually did. He's a well above average horse. I still can't work out how we got him beaten in a maiden down there at Pinjarra, but it's not the first time I've done it. But he's a really nice animal. Progressive. He's obviously just come through the grades, but he consistently rattled off big sectionals, and track work wise, he was always one that was well above average for us. Yeah.
How special to win that race when your dad, who's a legendary trainer in his own right, is one of the owners involved?
Yeah, definitely. And excuse me, I've got a bit of a head cold this morning, but that's what I'm blaming anyway. But really special having mum and dad in the ownership, and Mr. and Mrs. Anderson, excuse me, that have been with us for a long time as well. So, any race is a special win, big race is a special, but with some people that have, been with you from day one, it was very good.
Hard to believe that's your first Group 1 win in your home state after you burst onto the scene all those years ago with Scenic Blast and took on the world. Is that good to get that little monkey off the back as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's, you're at your home, on your home digs, and, I think it's probably the same for anywhere, that people, you sort of love to see your locals do well, which we do as well, and the interstate rays and whatnot come across, you still want to see a local get it, same as anywhere, but, it was pretty special.
And a brilliant ride by Brad Rewilla. How did you team up with Brad when he's only been over there for less than a couple of weeks?
Yeah, a real luxury get, to be honest. Our ride, the Parnham boys, Chris and Brad, had both won on our guy, but had other commitments. And we were actually not guaranteed a start either. That was the other thing. So, when the boys were, getting pressured to take rides or whatnot, we were still on the cusp of getting a start. So, understandably, they had to make decisions, and we were just lucky that Brad was here and he was available.
It's almost one of those sliding door moments, isn't it? Because if it had been a normal year without the COVID restrictions, you would have expected more eastern state sprinters over there, and it would have been unlikely you would have got a run in the race.
Oh, without doubt. He's an 82 rated horse going in, so you don't get a start any other year. So everything aligned for us, and luckily we took our place.
Well, his horse is just continuing to improve. Won 5 from 8 now. How much more improvement do you think there is?
Oh, like I said, look, he's well above average, and you take, not that it's the form, but, I don't think I've probably had my hands on a better sprinter since Scenic Blast, so he's the sort of horse, I think, that you could line up in any race and be competitive.
Will you follow a similar path with Scenic Blast, who you brought over here to Melbourne and took our major sprints? Is that what you're thinking with Elite Street as well?
Oh, we haven't spoken about anything since the weekend. Obviously, focus was on that, and we didn't sort of look any further ahead. But we're aware all those races are there for us if we want to. Excuse me, and we'll have a bit of a chat to the mum and dad and Mr. and Mrs. Anderson and sort of see what's on their bucket list, I guess.
Do you still think back to that amazing trip over to Royal Ascot where you managed to win the King's Stand with Scenic Blast all those years ago?
Oh, you do. It seems a million years ago now, but it's one they can't take away from us. So it was you know, just one of those dream sort of moments that you get, you know, luckily enough to be involved in.
Well, he's almost a once-in-a-lifetime horse, but has this fella got ability of a similar level, do you think?
Well, so far, you know, he's very lightly raced, obviously, so he's done nothing wrong for us so far. So, you know, they've got to keep sort of taking that next step to, you know, keep competing at that sort of level. I'm fully aware, but I think he's got the credentials to do so.
Is your dad an easy man to train for? Or does he try to offer advice about what you should be doing and where you should be going?
He's becoming easier. It's a lot easier since the weekend, but no, he's been awesome, and you know, he's never far from giving you some advice, whether it's whether you think you need it or not. But and he's certainly forgotten more than I know about the game. So yeah, whether or not you want to hear it, you should be listening.
How's the stable going outside of the Group 1 star?
Yeah, we've actually enjoyed a really good carnival so far since we've come back to Ascot. We've got a really nice group of young horses. So, they're ticking over nicely at the minute.
And we get to see the West in the spotlight this 3 to 4 week period. But as a whole, you haven't had the COVID issues that the rest of Australia have had over there in the West. How strong is the local racing scene, do you think?
Oh, very strong, you know. And we've sort of always said, you know, we know we're a bit spoiled over here, but it's just a very good place to race over here because the horse pool pretty much doesn't change. It's a small horse pool, you know, and if you're lucky enough to get a horse that's a city class horse, then you're going to be, you know, you're going to be involved in getting a check pretty much every time you go around. So we're lucky in that regard. As far as the COVID goes, I sort of feel like I've got it this morning. I think Brad might have brought it across.
It wouldn't have had anything to do with the celebrations on Saturday night.
Nah, just a couple of cups of tea.
Speaking of Brad, how big an impact do you think he'll make? He couldn't have had a better start.
No, definitely. He's a high calibre rider. You know, he's obviously been around, and you know, I think that was his 25th Group 1 winner, so he's certainly needs no introduction, and there's probably a good opportunity for him in at the moment. So, yeah, a bit of luck for Brad, and if his family comes across, he enjoys his time.
We've been seeing the impact and the power of Bob Peters' stable, Grant and Alana Williams, throughout our spring carnival, bringing a number of their good horses over here. How tough is it to compete against the dominance of Bob Peters back home?
Oh, we've known it for a long time here, and it's just becoming... It's become more evident probably in the last couple of years, but very tough. And his outfit, as you guys have seen, wouldn't be out of place anywhere in the world. So, yes, he's quite often a stumbling block for all of us here.
Do you think, obviously he's a positive, what he pours in, refinances and the horses he brings, but is that domination, can it be counterproductive for the industry over there as well?
Oh, I guess it's, you know, depend. You don't like running second every time, but it depends who you talk to. That said, I've been lucky enough he's run second to me a few times this time round.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's the game. You know, you don't necessarily need the top end horses, as we all know, not top end, but you know, your most expensive ones to still be competitive. So, and that's luckily that the game's at a good level like that. But yeah, like I say, it depends who you ask. But yeah, his operation's been refined over a lot of years, and I guess all credit to him. Like, he's put his heart and soul into it. It's his passion, but probably unlucky for us, he's sitting here in little old Perth instead of over there.
Yeah, well, he's hard to beat anywhere, and he's now starting to come over here a lot more often as well, which is where we'd love to see you in the autumn, because after that win on the weekend, there's no doubt Elite Street would be competitive in any race he competes in. Well done, Dan. A massive local victory on Saturday in the Winterbottom.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.